What does it take to stand out and move up? How can customers tell the difference between you and the competition? How can you differentiate your products and services and dominate your market? It's time now for Project Distinct, the podcast on creating distinction with Scott McCain.
Hey, it's Scott McCain. Thanks for joining me here today on Project Distinct, recording from the road today. I'm at a hotel in Hilton Head Island, South Carolina, where I've got a big speech coming up tomorrow. So in here, recording the podcast today in anticipation of the program tomorrow. Beautiful day here. Hope all is great with you wherever you are. Thank you so much for listening. It's amazing. The show has really taken off. We got a lot of listeners. We got a lot of folks subscribing. And if you haven't done so yet, please do so. It helps us so much if you would subscribe to the podcast. And also, if you would, if you get something out of it, please share it with your friends. It's so important. Project Distinct, brought to you as always by Audible.com. You can get a free audiobook download and a 30-day free trial at www.audibletrial.com/distinct. Over 180,000 titles to choose from, including my audiobook, The Seven Tenets of Taxi-Terry, that you can get free for your iPhone, Android, Kindle, or MP3 player. I'm here in Hilton Head, and I was reading on the trip in a very interesting article from the New York Times. And I know that it's about a topic that this show doesn't talk about, but I think there might be something to this that we could maybe take from this field and put into the field of business. Now, believe it or not, it's about exercise. The New York Times is reporting that research has just proven that 1 minute, you heard that right, I said 1 minute of all-out exercise may have the benefits of 45 minutes of moderate exertion. A minute of all-out exercise may have the same benefits as 45 minutes of moderately exercising. So here's what happened. At McMaster University in Hamilton, Ontario, Canada, these scientists put together a program to study interval training. And they decided to do what was been called here in the New York Times the most scientifically rigorous comparison to date of super short and more standard workouts. So they got 25 out-of-shape young men, and they measured their aerobic fitness. Then they took these men and divided them into three groups. Now, one group, obviously the control group, would not change anything. They would keep their sedentary lifestyle. A second group would exercise at a moderate level for 45 minutes a day for 12 weeks, three times a week for 12 weeks. Okay. The third group, here's what they would do. They would warm up for 2 minutes on a stationary bike and then pedal as hard as possible for 20 seconds, then ride at a very slow pace for 2 minutes, then sprint out all again for 20 seconds, and then slow for 2 minutes, and then pedal all out for 20 seconds, and then cool down for 3 minutes. The entire workout lasted 10 minutes, and only 1 minute of that time was strenuous. And they did it 3 days a week for 12 weeks. So by the end of the study, the endurance group had ridden their bike over those 12 weeks for 27 hours. And the interval group had ridden for only 6 hours. And of that 6 hours, only 36 minutes of that time was strenuous. And they found out that both groups were exactly the same in terms of their fitness. In other words, they took these men who weren't exercising, and by using this plan, the group that just did that high-intensity interval training for 6 hours over a 12-week period were just as fit as the men that had ridden for 27 hours at a moderate pace. Isn't that amazing? So what it shows is our ability to create results with high intensity. Now, these are results in terms of working out, but it occurred to me that one of the things that we hear so often about the challenges of creating distinction and finding ways to stand out in the marketplace is the simple challenge of creativity. I mean, how do we come up with that superior idea, that concept that's going to help us stand out? But you know what most people do? They try to be creative over a long period of time in a moderate fashion. Oh, we'll get our friends together, or we'll get our colleagues together at work, and we'll try to do brainstorming, or we'll try to have these sessions where we want to come up with a way to improve incrementally the product or service that we're already selling. What if I said to you right now Stop this podcast and for 2 minutes, come up with as many ideas as you possibly can. Don't evaluate the ideas. Just jot down as many ideas, wild ideas, crazy ideas, just as much as you possibly can for 2 minutes, and you do it right now. We're not going to accept less than 50 ideas in 2 minutes. What if you had to come up with 50 ideas in 2 minutes? Go. Could you do it? Most won't even try. Now, notice the fitness of the individuals improved over the 12 weeks of study. In other words, their high intensity and their ability to aerobically handle that got better, obviously, as they got fitter as the 12 weeks of the study progressed. The same thing is going to be true with your creativity. You're going to be more creative if you continue this plan over a 12-week period than you would just stopping the podcast and starting right now. So there's my challenge to you. What if you challenged yourself, just put a piece of paper and your iPhone, your Android, and put it to the stopwatch and said, I'm going to come up with 50 ideas in 2 minutes, go. And try to come up with as many creative ideas as you possibly can. Would you get more creatively fit if you did this 3 times a week for 12 weeks? You know, today's podcast is brought to you by Audible.com, where you can get a free audiobook download and a 30-day free trial at audibletrial.com/distinct. There are over 180,000 titles to choose from, and you can choose my audiobook, The 7 Tenets of Taxi Terry, How Every Employee Can Create and Deliver the Ultimate Customer Experience. I am searching on Audible for Nightingale Conant. Nightingale, like Earl Nightingale, Nightingale Conant, because Audible now has all of the classics with Jim Rohn and Zig Ziglar and Earl Nightingale and more. And you can get one of them for free if you go through this trial. So go to audibletrial.com/distinct and you can get your free audiobook and you can get a free 30-day trial from Audible. And speaking of trials, the thing I'd like for you to try is a 2-minute burst of unlimited creativity. It will help you generate the ideas that will separate you from the pack and help you, too, to create distinction. Thanks for joining me again today. We'll see you tomorrow again on Project Distinct. This is Scott McCain. Thank you for listening.
You've been listening to the podcast to help you stand out and move up. Project Distinct with Scott McCain. For more insights from Scott, visit his blog at createdistinction.com. To have Scott bring his award-winning platform presentation to your next meeting, go to scottmccain.com. Scott McCain can become your virtual coach, educating and helping you create distinction in the most comprehensive way possible. Visit our website, distinctioninstitute.com, for all the details. Be distinct.